Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I've read that there is one thing that all societies have in common when it comes to food. If you have any kind of flour available in your kitchen, you've made some sort of a dumpling. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, you've been pondering these little pockets of goodness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. I mean, this it's an amazing little treat. You said, everyone has them in a lot of different versions, of course. But you go to dim sum, I look forward to the shark fin dumplings. You know, you go to a Thai restaurant, you look forward to the chive dumplings. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just everywhere. Even in Italian food, as we were talking about earlier, gnocchi are considered a dumpling. Southern sure. people have chicken and dumplings. I mean, they're amazing. They're just really delicious and fun to make at home, especially in a group or with your kids. They're mm-hmm. super fun.
Empanada is sort of a dumpling in a
Empanada
way.
Empanada is like classic dumpling, without a doubt. So is pierogi.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would say that if we're talking about Asian dumplings, so making the dough, it can be a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking about the Asian version, I mean, that to me, it's worth buying those.
Mm-hmm.
They sell dumpling wrappers in big packs. They're certainly worth it. It's very hard to make that rice flour-based, really thin dumpling wrapper. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about empanadas or pierogies, I mean, that's something fun to do with the kids would be to... Empanada is the simplest dumpling dough ever. It's some lard, some water, and some flour, and some salt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's it. And then all you need to do is roll them out as thin as you can and just get a circle cutter and just start stamping out
yeah.
circles. And then the filling, you know, depending on where you are in the world, you know, the fillings are limitless.
I bet we could do a nice Chesapeake Bay dumpling.
Well, I mean, shrimp and or crab, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Crab dumplings are everywhere, and they're really good. I mean, some of the ones that I really get excited about is the steamed dumpling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, buying a bamboo steamer, not a major expense. They're relatively inexpensive. You don't need a wok to set it over. As a matter of fact, I set them over my frying pan is filled with water.
Mm-hmm.
But that sort of really delicate texture of, say, a porked or a shrimp steamed dumpling, mastering the fold, you know, isn't hard, but it you don't even need to do that little fold you'll see in all the time. You can just seal it with a fork
mm-hmm.
like everybody does. And you get just these great little packages of actually what's really delicious.
Is it common to cook the ingredients before putting them in, or do you let the cooking process take care of that?
Again, that varies. If you're talking about Asian dumplings, usually the ingredients are raw before they go in, and the steam cooks them. Empanadas, especially, the meat is cooked ahead of time. And then the pierogies, though, a lot of them are meatless. I love the ones filled with cheese, you know, mm-hmm. or with apples. They're delicious.
Well, Jerry, we've all heard of pod stickers. I guess this falls into the
yeah,
category.
Yeah, they're certainly a dumpling. So they're made in a pan, and the whole concept here is half of the side, one side, is caramelized,
mm-hmm.
sautéed, and the other half is steamed. So what you do is you get a hot pan, and you get a little oil or butter in there, and you just lay these dumplings in and start to cook them on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And once they're brown, you pour in liquid and put a lid on top, and then you generate a steamer that way. And so then the other side steams in the liquid that's generate the steam in the pan. And then when you remove the lid, you kind of scoop these out, and you've got, it's like that guy who has the face half black,
yeah.
half white. You know, you've got the yin yang of dumplings right there in the same plate.
It's so conceptual. I love it.
Yeah. And of course, sauces become a whole nother idea. And so, you know, there's tons of things to do.
We'll put it all on the website.
Of course, and definitely have fun making them.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you're listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.